Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
On WGR.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And that music does mean... we are joined on the Western Hotline by our own Sal Capaccio as we get ready for day number two of Mandatory Minicamp with practice expected to start in just about 2 hours at 12:30. Sal, good morning, my friend. How are we doing today?
Pretty good, guys. Good morning to you. Yep, a little bit later for here for minicamp than what we normally get for a, I guess, training camp schedule would be a little earlier, but also during the season. Normally during the season, the team is on the field late morning, but... you know, during mini camp, it's a little bit later. Meetings throughout the morning, and then practice today at 12:30 p.m. Tomorrow's back to an 11 a.m. practice, by the way.
Yeah, I do remember. Like tomorrow's going to be like they get through practice, and then everyone get out, enjoy your vacation. Let's get to training camp ready and strong to go.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll see. We'll see today if there's any change to the status of some of the injured players who didn't practice yesterday. That was a bit of a storyline. Now that we know that James Cook is there and he's participating, that's kind of gone away. So, yeah, that was the big deal yesterday. And then, you know, obviously some of the guys who were injured, and Sean McDermott, though, did say that he does not believe that any of the guys injured yesterday, anything should leak into training camp. They're going to be really extra precautionary right now, guys.
Yeah, and speaking of that, for those that missed it, who are those players that did not end up participating yesterday that if they didn't see the report on your on the website at WGR550.com, Sal did have the latest from minicamp?
Yeah, so both safeties, Cole Bishop and Damar Hamlin. If you want to say safety Cam Lewis, that's three safeties. We caught him as a defensive back. He's kind of does a little bit of everything there. Defensive end Joey Bosa, we knew about him and his calf injury already. Center Connor McGovern, wide receiver KJ Hamler, linebacker Baylen Spector, running back Ty Johnson. None of them practiced yesterday. During practice, Alec Anderson, he appeared to have something, maybe tweak something, whatever. I don't know exactly what happened, but trainers came out. They wrapped up his upper part of his leg. He did not do any more reps, but he never went inside. So that's always a good sign. When a guy stays on the field, it's a good sign that you hope everything's okay. I also saw him afterwards. He seemed like he was in good spirits and walking around the field house. Taron Johnson had a red non-contact jersey on, but he did practice yesterday, something he's been dealing with, a torn labrum surgery. Tore his labrum last year, had surgery. But the other guys, quite a bit of a list. But, you know, look, again, so a guy like Cole Bishop, for example, so everybody knows how this works. Like, I saw him, he was on the stationary bike when the team was doing offense against defense. Like, he didn't take any reps. But when the defense was alone and just doing a walkthrough, he was with the defense. So just goes to show you, like, they're doing some things. They're just not fully participating, a lot of these guys.
Moving off from the injury, Sal, you did mention there James Cook. We knew when we were talking to you yesterday that he would be at least in attendance. We didn't know to what extent he did participate. And not only that, he did actually speak with the media as well. There has, of course, been the quote running around. You know, I didn't hear the question exactly, but James White here, I like my money. There was more, though, to it as well. And so, Sal, what did you take away from his appearance?
Yeah, I think it's kind of interesting because, like, I love him for being honest, right? Mm-hmm, I love that. Yep. I love the honesty part of it. It's kind of the different version of, I'm just here so I won't be fine.
I love it.
Really what it is, right? He said, I like my money. That's why he said, I do. I really do. That's why I'm here. That's what he said. And he had a smile on his face. And look, I mean, if he missed, he would have had a fine of $17,000 for day one. If he misses day two, it's an additional $32,000, $33,000. If he misses day three, it's an additional $52,000, $53,000. So it's like $104,000 added up. He didn't want to be fined. He wanted his money. He said that. Now, that being said, he was also asked, okay, well, you could be here and not do anything, right? What we call hold in. You could come to practice. You're here. You report. You don't get fined. But you could say, I'm not doing anything. I'm not risking anything. I'm trying to go through this contract thing. And that's when he also said that he's a leader and it's his team and he wants to be there for his teammates and he likes being out there with the guys and they have goals and they want to win a Super Bowl. So, you know, I think if people hear the quote or see the quote, I like my money, I think it kind of paints a picture of, okay, this guy, that's all about, he's all about the, only about the money. That's the only reason why he's with his team. But I will say, in addition to that context, he also said he could just like not do anything and still keep his money. But he said, hey, I mean, this is my team. I want to be out there with the guys. So I think there's that part of it, too, which, you know, speaks to James' character as a football player and teammate.
Sal, I heard you had asked in particular yesterday to James Cook that like you were asking about the communication, how things have been going between him and the team. And that response was at the very least, like it's still at least steady as it goes from what I gathered his answer on.
Yeah, so I got the sense, you know, just from, so you take his answer and you take what Sean McDermott has said and what Brandon Bean has said about their communication, and I think you can just kind of pile it up into they've been communicating. But it doesn't have to be about, are you going to be here? You're not going to be here. It's just, hey, probably regular discussions. How's everything going? You staying in shape? Hope to see you. Those kinds of things. That's my interpretation of just, hey, we've had good conversations, good relationships. So, you know, James made it clear, like, there's no ill will here towards anybody. There's a business side of this, which we all know. You know, he's not mad at anybody. He wants to be paid and he wants to be compensated and believes that, you know, for what he does, what his position entails, what he's accomplished, you know, he wants to have a contract extension paying him a certain value. And right now that's not happening from the Bills side. And from the Bills' point of view, they're not mad at James Cook. You know, he's got to do what he's got to do. As Brandon Bean said a couple months ago, James is a grown man. He can make his decisions on how he wants to go about this. But we love James. And Jimbo, they call him, right? He said, we love Jimbo, and he's a very big part of the Bills organization. So I don't think it's gotten to the point, guys, of anything super contentious between anyone personally. You know, right? I don't think it's super contentious between James Cook and the Buffalo Bills front office, between him and Brandon Bean, certainly not between him and Sean McDermott, who's his head coach. I think, though, there's this underlying, okay, like at some point we'd really like to get something done here, and James is in a I think James Cook's in a tough spot because he is under contract. If he doesn't show up, he does get fined, but he wants to be paid. And, you know, he believes that there's a certain value that he's worth to this organization. And I think that at some point, this could wind up coming to another head. Maybe that's at training camp at the beginning of it. Maybe it's during the season as we're going along, and not saying that like all of a sudden he's not there. But I mean, like we're starting to talk about like James Cook and his contract situation and where all this goes. Maybe it's not until after the 2025 season.
Yeah.
Maybe we're sitting here going, hey, in February, okay, he played out his deal. Are you going to sign him? Are you going to franchise tag him? Are you going to transition tag him? It could really linger all the way through there. And I kind of suspect that that could be the case.
Mm-hmm. Sal Capaccio here on the West Hurt Hotline. Sal, I do want to get your thoughts before we run out of time here on some of the other hold-ins, hold-outs, players not reporting to mandatory minicamps because, as you brought up, I mean, there hasn't really been any really ill will, bad blood between the Bills and James Cook. The same cannot be said for another AFC team that I do want to get to. But do you want to touch on practice yesterday? Any notable moments? Yeah. I mean, knowing it's essentially OTAs just mandatory, was there anything that really stood out to you?
Yeah, look, I understand too. Like everybody points, I get a lot of people point out to me, doesn't mean anything. They're in shorts. That's fine. You don't have to like football right now. You don't have to, but it's my job to cover it. And I enjoy watching football right now. And, you know, I like watching these guys do their jobs and kind of gain some information and insight into what we're seeing from some of them. I think that yesterday, what stood out to me was Joe Andreessen having a really nice day, including an interception of Josh Allen. Did a really nice job to drop from his linebacker spot, kind of got his hands on a ball that was a crosser over the middle. And he initially got his hands on it, kind of popped up, and then he secured it. So he did a really good job to stay with it and then take it back the other way. You know, Joe looks a little bit bigger to me. I think that, you know, a year into the Bills system, you know, last year he was going to these workouts trying to hook on with a team, as we know. And then he got in with the Bills, and, you know, everything's kind of come at you so fast. Now his feet are here. He knows it's where he grew up. Obviously, he's comfortable. But more than that, it's just being in an organization, being in a system, being with these trainers and coaches year round, I think has been really beneficial for him, obviously. Still more, I think, good meshing between Josh Allen and Elijah Moore. I think Josh Palmer also is in that mix. Again, you're not, you know, going out there and trying to, you know, hit anybody if you're a defensive back, and there's a, it's a lot easier kind of complete passes in this environment. But what you're watching is you're watching timing, you're watching routes, and you know, you can see that coming along with some of these guys as well. So yeah, I think those were those are things that I've noticed. Yesterday I focused a lot on the offensive side, specifically because of James, because Josh coming back from his wedding and we hadn't seen him, you know, for a couple of weeks. I think today I'll focus a little bit more on the defensive side. Max Hairston, excuse me, Landon Jackson, Deion Walker, TJ Sanders, the new defensive lineman, and Shaq Thompson, by the way.
Mm-hmm, yep.
I didn't add him in the non-participant list yesterday, but the Bills had just signed him, and he is here, but he didn't practice yesterday. We'll see about today.
He did ultimately, though, speak with the media as well, and if you want to hear any of that audio, yep, the Odyssey app or on our website, WGR550.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sal, I did tease it. The AFC team, the Cincinnati Bengals. We knew yesterday, yeah, and it really was not surprising, Trey Hendrickson not in attendance. He has been very vocal about how this contract situation has been handled with him and the Bengals. The lack of communication even, I think, has been a key contributor there. Shamar Stewart, though, their rookie first-round pick, has been in attendance for all of this and spoke to me yesterday. A number of quotes from him. You know, Trey might be 99% correct, but there's that 1% because he's under contract. I'm 100% right in what I'm doing. The Bengals seem to care more about winning arguments than winning games. I mean, just it is really quite wild what is going on there. And me and Derek were talking before we even came in this morning, too, of just like from day one, they're starting this relationship with Stewart on such a bad note.
Yeah, it's bizarre to me. It really is. That's the word, mm-hmm, that kind of comes to mind. Now, when you take into consideration this organization that does, as you point out, have a history of, you know, having a reputation and these sorts of things coming up, that if you're going to pick a team, you know, that might be near the top of your list that this could happen. But I still think it's bizarre to have a rookie get drafted in the first round and having this sort of war of words. Now, you guys are too young to remember, but I remember back in the 80s and 90s, like true holdouts of rookies because you, yeah, didn't have the rules you have today. You know what I mean? Like, there were real holdouts. Shane Conlon was drafted by the Buffalo Bills in 1987 in the first round. And I think that was it. And he, I remember the nightly news. There would be the nightly news. The 6 o'clock news would come on. You'd wait for the sports to find out if Shane Conlon had signed his contract yet. And how, like, oh, he's still holding out. It's day number 12. It's day number 13. That doesn't happen anymore. We don't get that. And it's not even a holdout right now when it comes to Shamar Stewart. But it's just bizarre because you don't see things like this happening in the league, the way the financials are structured and the way that the NFL collective bargaining agreement works. It's just weird to me to hear a rookie come in and say these kinds of things and this war of words between him and his organization.
Yeah, and Sal, you mentioned it's always been different because nowadays, those picks 1 through 32, it's slotted now, those salaries. It is something like it's more or less set in stone. But the one I remember the most, former Texas running back Cedric Benson.
Yeah.
That was one of the more lengthy holdouts, yeah, that I remember from a top five pick. And like, I'm just thinking about these things. Like, now in this day and age, like you mentioned, like you have to watch the nightly news to see if Shane Conlon signed his contract. But nowadays, if there was a holdout, we'd be hearing about it nonstop through social media in a different day and age. So I do wonder how long this is going to go with Shamar Stewart, because it can get really intense if things are not figured out quickly between him and Cincinnati.
Yeah, and I think the other point there that you're touching on is right, Derek, which is because of social media now, like these things get heightened, right? And when he talks, and he has an ability, if he wants, he could go and take to social media himself. He could say what he wants. You know, you have all these different voices out there in this space, and everything gets kind of like more hyped up and hyper-focused on. So it's just a really weird situation, and it's been kind of trending this way with that. And then you have Trey Hendrickson on top of that, mm-hmm. which
right.
who knows what's going to happen. There's a fantastic player in this league who's put in the time, and you know the guy's had, you know, I think the most sacks in the league over the last couple of years. Shamar Stewart, he hasn't even played a down in the NFL. You have the kind of the, it's a weird, you have the juxtaposition of these two guys that are different ends of their kind of careers, where this really, you know, this all pro type of player here, and I don't even know if he's made all pro, but you know, Trey Hendrickson has put these numbers up. Shamar Stewart, who has done, he hasn't done anything in the NFL yet. He's a first-round pick. And they're kind of going through the exact same thing with the exact same organization.
I did find it a little, like, curious that Shamar Stewart said that one thing of, like, yeah, Trey Hendrickson's, like, 1% wrong because he's under contract. I'm not. I did find that one a little, like, potentially awkward. But
one thing you don't do is talk about another player's situation.
Yeah,
that is a that is a rule in the locker room. I mean, other than being supportive. Yep. Like, you do that. Like, if people talk to Bills players about James Cook, hey, we support Jimbo, we love him, can't wait to get him here, right? Like, that's what you say.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You talk about another player's contract, money, even when you open the door of 1% wrong, like, that is just a no-no in the NFL.
That's
especially coming from a rookie.
That's 1% of what you should not say, and exactly 1% right. equals 100% in most locker rooms. Like, dude, what are you doing?
Right. I thought that was really curious, Derek. I'm glad you brought that up, because in the same, almost the same sentence, he then went, I mean, yeah, he's got 17 and a half sacks the last two seasons. I'd pay him anything. Like, it did feel like, oh, he's trying to cover himself. He realized he shouldn't have probably said that. He's trying to cover him. But I don't want it for the Bills, but in terms of our business and the content, I'm like, all right, at least Cincinnati, like, they will have a busy offseason keeping up with all of this. But Sal, thank you so much for jumping on with us today. Practice at 12:30, and there's no media afterwards, correct? There's no one necessarily speaking?
Yeah, there will be. Okay. We just don't know yet who.
Okay.
That's all. But we'll get players. We don't have – yesterday we knew it was Josh, and then we got a couple other guys. But we will get people today, but we won't know until we get down there. But so I guess surprise, right? We'll get the big reveal when we have it for you. At Sal Sports, of course. I know we'll have the audio for you at WGR550.com and on the Odyssey app.
All right. Sounds good. Sal, enjoy practice. We'll talk again soon.
All right, guys. Thanks.
See you, Sal.
That was Sal Camacho there on the Wester Hotline.
For your sake, I hope it's Elijah Moore.
I was gonna say that. Oh, I was
gotcha.
I was gonna say I'm gonna be texting Sal here in the break. Hey, ask for more. Just ask for him. I know you're gonna pay for the defense. You're gonna pay attention for the defense today, but ask for more. I did want to say real quick. So we gotta hit a break here. But the one holdout I do remember, and I think he may have ended rookie holdouts. Like, I think this is when the CBA changed. 2007, Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah,
that's the one I really remember.
That was so
remember.
Aggressive, and
he skipped training camp, missed week one, and then finally
he was also then
his deal.
So bad.
And I think that's why everyone, and also, of course, the all-time quotes, I think from, was Lane Kiffin at the time as the OC? Or the head coach?
Head coach, yeah.
Sending him blank videotapes because they kind of had an inkling he wasn't actually studying. So they gave him those to go home, and he would come back. Yeah, loved it. Yeah, watch the whole thing.
Ready?
And they're like, no.
That moment is part of something that is written into Draft Day.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, man.
The $100 bill at the end of the playbook.
Oh, man.
What a movie that is.
What a movie.
It is a movie that has been brought out to the public.
We do need another like draft-oriented movie because Draft Day is not good, but it's all we have. We are starving. We are famished.
It is a movie that was produced.
That is absolutely correct. 803-0550, the number to call. Before we head our next time out, though, I do want to remind you, join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team on Saturday, June 28th. Once you join our team, you will receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. Not a rider, you can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for details. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, hanging out with you here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show, and we'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.